会到底是为了什么？
If I were to ask you the reason for attending services,
我相信你会说来聚会是为了要敬拜神。
I believe that you will answer that coming to church is to worship God.
也许还有一些人说也为了要学习圣经的道理。
Perhaps there may be others who say that I come to learn the word of God.
是的。
It's true.
我们来聚会就是要来敬拜神和学习圣经的道理。
We attend services in order to worship God as well as to learn the teachings in the Bible.
如果我再问你，这样的敬拜神和学习道理又是为了什么呢？
If I take one step further and ask you what is the purpose of you worshiping God and learning the Bible, the teachings in the Bible,
这个答案可能就会更广和更复杂了。
Then the answer will be broader as well as more complicated.
当我认为敬拜神和学习道理目的就是为了改变，
I feel that the purpose for us worshiping God and learning the Bible is for the sake of change.
人必须不断的学习和不断的改变。
A man must continually learn and learn to change.
人如果能够改变，他将创造历史。
And if a man is able to change, he will create history.
人如果不能够改变，那将成为历史。
If a man is not able to change, then he becomes history.
其实人的一生就是一个历史。
Actually, the life of a man is like a history.
但是我们必须要清楚知道这一点。
But we must clearly understand this point.
这个历史不是在乎将来人怎么样来评论。
The history does not depend upon how others will judge you in future.
重要的是将来神怎么样来评论。
More importantly is that in the future how God will judge you.
因为有一天你会发觉到原来我们所要面对的竟然不是人。
One day you will realize that who you need to face is not man.
而是要面对的是神。
But you have to face this God.
在那个时候你要怎么样来面对神呢？
And at that moment, how would you face your God?
因此在我们的一生当中，我们必须要好好的学习，好好的来改变我们自己。
In our lifetime, we must learn well as well as to make constant changes.
为了将来我们在神的面前可以站立得住。
For the sake of standing firm before the Lord in the future.
因此，真的是活到老要学到老。
And the saying is true that as long as we are alive, the older we are, the more we have to learn.
因为我们看到也有一些人到老的时候竟然是不是变好了，而是变坏了。
For we have seen people when they grow older, they do not become better, in fact, they become worse.
有一些人是年轻的时候不好，但是老的时候他悔改了，他变好了。
There are people when they are younger, they were bad, but when they grow older, they repented and became good.
但有一些人却好像所罗门一样，年轻的时候敬畏真神，可是到年老的时候却糊涂离开神，违背神的道理。
But there are also people who are like Solomon. When they were young, they worship God. But when they become old, they became foolish and they departed from God.
不管我们在哪一种的年龄，我们都需要不断的来学习，不断的来改变我们自己。
Regardless of the stage of our life that we are in, we must continue to learn and change ourselves.
要改变什么呢？
And what should we change?
我们又改变了多少呢？
And how much have we changed?
还有几个小时2004年就过去了。
And so in a few hours, the year 2004 will be over.
明年就要开始了。
And we will start a new year.
我们不知道明年会如何。
We do not know what will happen to us in the new year.
但是回想今年。
But if we were to recollect the things that happened to us,
我们又学习了多少？
How much have we learned?
我们又改变了多少？
How much have we changed?
所学习的在神的面前可以站立得住吗？
And what we have learned, can we stand before the Lord?
所改变的将来在神的面前能够得到神的称赞吗？
And what we have changed, can we be praised by God in the future?
许多人在这个世界上也是不断的学习，不断的改变。
There are many people in this world who learn and change continually.
他的技术改变，他的地位改变。
They change in their ways, they also change in their status.
他的环境更好了。
And their circumstances became better.
让 人都非常的羡慕他这一种的学习，这一种的改变，得到这样的成果。
And people became envious of their learning as well as their results.
这种的学习和改变是好的。
This kind of learnings as well as changes are good.
但是你跟我都知道，
But you and I know,
如果再一次的海啸来的时候，这一切的改变对你有帮助吗？
When the next tsunami should hit us, will all these changes be beneficial to you?
你会知道一切在这个时候都通通变成空了。
You will realize that all the things that you have at that moment will come to nothing.
我相信在那个刹那你会想到就是我要怎么样来面对神。
And I believe at that moment, you will cross your mind that how are you going to face God?
我花了我的一生在学习，在追求，在改变。
I spent my entire life of pursuit of learning and changing myself.
但是这一切的学习和改变在神的面前站立得住吗？还有它的价值存在吗？
But all these kind of learnings and changes that I've made, are they valuable? Can I stand before God?
所以这是我们要认真去思考的一个问题。
And this is a very important question for us to consider seriously.
所以我讲的要学习和改变，特别是在我们属灵生命上的学习和改变。
So when I talk about learning and changes,I would like to emphasize the spiritual aspect of this.
让你将来在神的面前可以站立得住，可以得到主的称赞的。
So that in the future you can stand before God firmly and to be praised by Him.
当然，这有很多的方面。
Of course, there are many aspects to this.
今晚上我就讲两方面。
Tonight I shall touch on two aspects.
一个是在真理方面，一个是在生活方面。
First is the learning in the truth, and next is the change in our life.
我先讲在真理方面。
Let's talk about the truth.
学习道理可以改变我们错误的或者是不完全的观念。
When we learn the truth will help us to change what is imperfect or what is incorrect.
请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18,
24到26节。
Verse 24 to 26.
使徒行传十八章24到26节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24 to 26. Verse 24.Now a certain Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John. And he began to speak up boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
这里记载亚波罗是一个有口才又能够讲解圣经的人。
Here we have Apollos, a man who was eloquent and able to teach the word of God.
他已经在主的道上受了教训，他也心里火热来传讲耶稣的事情。
He had been instructed in the way of the Lord and fervent in the spirit and was teaching the things concerning Jesus.
不过这里记载说他只是小当当小的约翰的洗礼。
But here is recorded that he was only acquainted with the baptism of John.
换一句话说，他是强调悔改，因为约翰的洗礼就是强调叫人悔改的。
In other words, he only emphasized on baptism because the baptism of John was signifying repentance.
至于耶稣基督赦罪的洗礼，还有要领受所应许的圣灵为得救的凭据，我想他不太详细知道。
And Apollos at that time was probably not clear in details regarding the baptism of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and the receipt of the Holy Spirit.
他很放胆讲道。
He was able to speak boldly.
但是亚基拉和百基拉听了以后，确实很不放心。
But Priscilla and Aquila heard him, but they were not comfortable.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们听到他所讲的道理并不是完全的道理。
For they heard what he was speaking and realized that what he was speaking was not the complete truth.
约翰的洗礼只是叫人家悔改，预备得救，但是并不能够赦罪，并不能够真正使人得救的。
For the baptism of John that he was talking about was to tell people to repent,but does not teach people regarding forgiveness of sins.
这是不完全的道理。
So it was an incomplete teaching.
因此他们就借亚波罗到他们的家里去，把神的道理给他讲解得更加的详细。
So they took Apollos aside and explained to him more accurately the way of God.
那我们看到亚波罗他本身就是个很有学问的人。
Here we can see that Apollos himself was a learned man.
他也精通旧约的圣经。
And he was also...well-versed with the Old Testament, and that is the Scriptures.
可是他并没有因此瞧不起这个以大帐篷为谋生的夫妇。
But yet, he did not despise this couple who were tent makers at that time.
他接受他们的指导。
He accepted their instructions.
他谦卑地来向他们学习。
Humbly, he learned from them.
在学习当中，我们发觉他改变了。
And in the course of learning, we realized that he changed.
很明显的，在28节告诉我们。
Verse 28 tells us very clearly.
他在众人的面前极有能力驳倒犹太人。
For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public.
引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
Demonstrating by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.
为什么现在他比以前更有能力呢？
Why is it that he was empowered or he was given more power than in the past?
因为他现在对主的道理有更正确和更完全的了解。
For he has now a clearer understanding of the law.
他能够更正确的来引证圣经，来证明他所说的道是真道。
He was able to point to the scriptures more accurately that Jesus was the Christ.
因此，让那一些人没有的来反驳。
And the people were not able to rebut his teachings.
亚波罗他所相信的传统的道理以及约翰的洗礼并不是错。
What Apollos believed, the traditional teachings regarding the baptism of John was not wrong,
但是不完全的。
But it was incomplete.
要怎么样更完全的、更正确的来讲解神的道理呢？
And how can this teaching be more complete and more accurate in the way of the Lord?
这是亚波罗要学习的地方。
And that was the lesson that Apollos need to learn.
这不也是我们今天要学习的地方吗？
And true enough, we can say that this is something that we also need to learn today.
我们对旧的传统，我们要忠心的来持守，这是关系到得救的要道。
We must upkeep the traditions and the teachings that we had because these are doctrines of salvation.
可是事实上，旧的传统在某一些道理上有一些是没有详细的讲解的。
But it is also true that in these doctrines or in these traditions of ours, there are some details that were not clearly explained.
所以的确是有一些问题仍然是存在，没有一个很满意、很完善的解答。
So there will be questions that people could not find answers and find satisfactory answers to them.
我们没有否认这些问题。
We do not deny that such questions exist.
我们应该学习怎么样更加详细、更加正确和完全的来解答这一些问题。
And we must learn how to answer these questions in detail and more accurately.
并且传统上也许有一些是错误的，那这我们必须要有勇气来更正它、放弃它。
Traditionally, we also may have teachings which are wrong, then we should be courageous to know how to give them up.
事实上，我们的前辈也不断的努力，已经把一些错误的、不合圣经的道理更改了、放弃了。
Actually, our predecessors themselves were diligent in changing some of these teachings which were wrong.
不过仍然也有一些是需要更正和放弃的。
But yet some remain, and these teachings need to be changed or need to be given up.
因此，在这个时候，就一定会有新的道理、新的观念出现。
And at this moment, new teachings and new concepts will arrive.
要来更正或者要来更加详细的解释。
In order to try to correct or to explain more clearly what was wrong in the past.
这样的精神是好的，这也是我们学习的一个态度。
And this kind of spirit is good because it should be the kind of spirit that we should have in learning.
但是对于新的观念，我们必须要慎思明辨。
But when we are confronted with a new concept, we have to be very clear-minded.
要怎么样去分辨呢？
And how are we to be discerning?
这就是一个问题。
This becomes a problem.
你根据什么来分辨？你怎么样分辨？
On what basis do you discern these things and what method do you use?
我相信有一个很重要的原则，大家都知道的，不过我们却是常常忽略的。
I believe that there is a very important principle that we may be aware of, and yet we will neglect this principle.
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17,
十一节
，verse 11。
使徒行传十七章十一节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 11, verse 11. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word.For they received the words with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so.
我们看到保罗称赞这个比利亚的人胜过帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。
Paul praised the believers in Berea more than the believers in Thessalonica.
其实帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒也是保罗所称赞的。
Actually, Paul also praised the believers in Thessalonica.
他们的美点是什么呢？
And what were their virtues?
就是他们在患难当中啊，他们还是坚持信心，没有改变，没有放弃耶稣。
And that is in their distress of persecutions, they continue in their faith and they did not give up the Lord Jesus.
所以对耶稣他们是忠心的，是有信心的，这是值得称赞的。
And they are to be praised for their faithfulness and loyalty in the Lord.
可是对于分辨道理方面呢，这却是比利亚人。
But then, with regards to discerning the truth, he praised the people in Berea more.
是不是因为比利亚人接受保罗所传讲的道理，所以保罗很开心称赞他们？
Is it that the believers in Berea they received the teachings of Paul more easily, and that is why Paul was pleased with them and praised them?
你们比帖撒罗尼迦的人更好，因为你们甘心领受这个道，顺服听从我的教训，这实在是太好了。
And that you are very faithful and you are very good because you receive the teachings more easily than the believers in Thessalonica.
那如果不听保罗的呢？保罗就要责备他，你这个骄傲不顺服的人。
But if you do not listen to Paul, will Paul rebuke you as one who is proud and unsubmissive?
听他的话就说哦，你实在是很好，好过帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So those who listen to Paul, Paul will praise them and say that they are better than the believers in Thessalonica.
你想保罗是这样的一个人吗？
Do you think Paul was such a person?
当然不是。
Of course not.
他教导信徒要慎思明辨，不管谁讲道，听到的人要慎思明辨。
And he encouraged the believers to be very serious in listening to the word of God and to discern the truth clearly.
他又教导我们，圣经就是我们判断的标准。
And here he also tell us that the scriptures, the Bible, is the standards that we should rely on.
因为圣经是神所启示的。
For the scriptures are inspired by God.
因此圣经才是我们的判断，我们的标准。
That is why we must use the Bible as our judge, as our standard.
你根据什么来明辨？
So what would you use to base your discernment on?
你根据这个人，或者是根据哪一个人？
Do you rely your teachings on who say it?
还是你要根据多数人？
Or are you going to rely upon what the majority think?
如果是这样的话，那你跟其他的人没有什么分别。
If this is the case, then you are no different from the ordinary people.
你不是一个相信圣经跟明白圣经的人。
You are not one to believe the Bible and who practice the Bible.
如果你相信圣经是神的启示，
If you believe that the Bible is inspired by God,
神的启示才是我们最后的判断，
then the Bible, the inspiration of God, will be the final judge.
因此我们的判断跟分别就应该根据圣经。
Our judgment and our discernment must definitely be based on the Bible.
不管是谁说的，
regardless of who said it,
他所说的是不是圣经所说的。
You have to ask this question whether the person is speaking from the Bible.
也不管是多少的人说，
and it doesn't matter how many people have said it,
所说的有没有圣经的根据。
The question is, do these people speak according to the Bible?
这是保罗所教导我们的。
So this is what Paul has taught us.
也是圣经教导我们的。
And it's also what the Bible has taught us.
那比利亚人就是明白这个道理。
So the people in Berea, they understand this teaching.
所以当保罗来讲解道理的时候，
When Paul came to them and explained to them the scriptures,
他们真的是慎思明辨。
They received the word of God with discernment.
他们根据什么来明辨呢？
And so how do they discern?
天天考察圣经。
Examining the scriptures daily.
要晓得这个道是与不是。
To see whether these things were so.
这是保罗称赞他们的地方。
So this is the area which Paul praised them.
他们不管你是保罗说的，或者是彼得说的，或者是亚波罗说的。
They did not pay attention, or they did not regard whether it was Paul who said or Paulos who said.
重要的是，这是不是圣经所说的。
What was important to them was that whether the scriptures did testify of these teachings.
也许他们不明白。
Perhaps they may not understand.
但是现在保罗根据圣经来解释。
But Paul now has explained according to the scriptures.
那他们就来考察圣经。
Then they searched the scriptures.
真的是这样吗？
To see whether these things were true.
要晓得这个道是与不是。
To see whether these things were so.
所以保罗称赞他们。
Paul praised them.
这也是我们应该要学习这个地方。
This is where we can learn.
圣经才是我们的根据，才是我们的判断。
That the Bible is our basis and is our judgment.
因为圣经是神的启示。
For the Bible is the inspiration of God.
所以我们所说的必须要有圣经的根据。
And that is why whatever we say must have the Bible as our basis.
一个完全并且正确的道理是一定能够引证圣经来说明的。
A complete and a correct teaching must have the Bible as its backing.
如果是不能够引证圣经来说明的，那只不过是人的思想和理论。
But if they cannot back up the teaching with the basis in the Bible, then it's just the concepts and the thinking of man.
人的理论当然是很合理的。
The arguments of man may be very reasonable.
不合理当然他就不会提出这样的理论了。
Because if their arguments were not reasonable, they would not have presented them in the first place.
所以这一定是合理的。
And that is why it has to be reasonable.
但是却不合圣经的。
But yet it can be not in accordance with the Bible.
因为没有圣经的根据。
For there was no basis in the Bible.
也许你说某一些地方可以引证一些圣经根据。
Perhaps you may say that in a way I can back this up with the scriptures.
但是重要的是中心论点有没有圣经的根据。
But we often would stress whether the main points has very clear biblical support.
如果在其他一些问题上都有圣经的根据说明，但是中心论点却没有圣经的根据，怎么能够接受呢？
If the side issues have some kind of biblical support, yet the main point, the main argument does not have the support of the Bible, then how can we accept it?
所以不管是旧的传统或者是新的观念，
regardless of whether these teachings are traditional teachings or whether they are new concepts,
都一定要有圣经的根据。
We have to examine whether they are based on the Bible or not.
要不然，那只不过是人的理论。
Otherwise, it becomes just the theories of man.
因此，圣经说的跟人的理论的，你要听哪一个呢？
So if you are faced with a situation where you have to choose between what the Bible say and the theories of man, what would you choose?
因此，你听了以后，你是不是要像比利亚一人一样，要天天考察圣经，要晓得这个道是与不是？符合圣经吗？还是违背了圣经的教训呢？
So after listening to teachings, would you not have to behave like the people and barrier, and that is to examine the scriptures to see whether the things were true or not, or whether the things were actually against the Bible?
还有一点我们要了解的。
And that is one more point that we need to understand.
如果能够引证圣经，就一定是正确吗？
If you can use the Bible, does that mean that it's definitely correct?
那也不一定。
Then it's not always correct.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你可能引证错误啊。
For you may have applied it wrongly.
请看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第九到十二节。
Verse 9 to 12. Luke chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Verse 9. And he led him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him,If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, He will give you His angels charge concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
你看到魔鬼也会引证圣经。
Here we can see that the devil himself used the scriptures.
而这个圣经是正确的。
And these were correctly quoted.
神的应许是绝对会成全的。
And the promise of God will of course be fulfilled.
主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你。
For the Lord will send his angels to protect you.
真的，神会差遣他的使者保护的。
Of course, it's true that God will send his angels to protect.
他可以用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上的。
And they will use their hands to bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
这是圣经的话。
These are the words in the Bible.
这是真的话。
These are true.
有许多基督徒在信仰上这样靠神，真的是得到保护的。
And there are many Christians who depend upon these words in the Bible, and they were protected by the Lord.
但是在另一方面呢？
But on the other hand,
能够站立得住吗？
Can applying this verse be true at all times?
或者反过来说？
Or if we look at it from the opposite angle,
如果你是神的儿子，
if you are the son of God,
你就跳下去吧。
Cast yourself down.
因为神会保护你的。
For God will protect you.
难道你信不过你的神吗？
Don't you trust your God enough?
你怎么知道你的神会爱你，会保护你呢？
How would you know that your God will love you and protect you?
你要怎么样叫我来相信你说的是真的？
How would you prove to me that what you say is true?
很简单。
Very simple.
跳下去。
Cast yourself
down. 如果平安无事。
If you are delivered.
你的信心是对的，我也因此也相信了。
Then it proves that your faith is genuine, then I will believe what you believe.
这不是很好吗？
So isn't this a very good
难道你怀疑神的爱吗？
So do you distrust the love of God?
难道你怀疑圣经的话吗？
Do you distrust what is stated in the Bible?
那你是不是要跳呢？
Then would you jump down?
他根据圣经说。
For he has quoted the scriptures.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢？
But what did Jesus reply?
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣对他说。
Jesus answered and said to him.
经上说。不可试探主你的神。
It is said, you shall not force a test on the Lord your God.
主耶稣也引证圣经。
Jesus here also used the scriptures.
这个圣经回答了他所引证的圣经。
And this scripture was able to answer the scriptures quoted by the devil.
我们在患难的时候，神会保护我们。
It's true that in times of distress, God will deliver us.
但是如果你因此这样来试探神。
But on the other hand, if you use this way to test God,
这是错的。
Then this is wrong.
因为圣经告诉我们。
For the Bible tells us,
不可试探主你的神。
That we shall not test the Lord your God.
所以当 主耶稣引证圣经跟他所引证的圣经一对照的时候，你就看到对方是站立不住了。
So when we see that Jesus used this portion of the scriptures against the scriptures quoted by the devil, then the other party will fall.
这给我们一个很重要的教训。
This gives us a very important teaching.
一个正确的真理是能够经得起各方面的对照的。
That if you have adopted a correct truth, then this truth will be able to withstand scrutiny from all angles.
如果在这一个章节是正确的，
if this verse is correct in this passage,
在这一方面也是可以引用的，
then you can use this Bible verse for this situation.
可是在其他的方面对照的时候呢？
But when you apply these verses, in other situations of the Bible,
还能够站立得住吗？
Will these verses be true?
如果站立不住，
if they are not true,
那你就知道你所引证的是不正确的了。
Then you know that what you have used as a basis is incorrect,
或者是不完全的，
or is imperfect.
比如我们常常说基督教的朋友只是引证保罗所说的信，口里承认，心里相信，必然得救。
But very often we say that our friends from other churches, they will say that what Paul say, that as long as you believe in your hearts and confess with your lips, then you shall be saved.
紧紧抓住这一个章节。
And very often they will just hold on to this verse.
可是当你拿其他的章节来对照的时候，
But when you use other verses in the Bible to show them,
尤其是主耶稣亲口说的，
especially Jesus himself had personally said,
信而受洗的必然得救。
He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
你能够说我不管耶稣说什么，只要保罗说的就对了。
Can you say that I don't care what Jesus has said, I just want to hold on to what Paul has said as correct?
保罗讲得很清楚吗？你心里相信，你口里又承认，你就必然得救。
Because Paul has said very clearly that as long as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you shall be saved.
那主耶稣说信而受洗的必然得救，你怎么说呢？
But then how would you explain what Jesus has said, that he who has believed and has been baptized?
你能够否认掉耶稣所说的吗？
Can you deny what Jesus has said?
你能够只是抓住保罗所说的这一句话吗？
Can you just hold on to what Paul has said?
保罗也会骂你啊。
Even Paul himself will scold you.
你怎么只是抓住我这一句话呢？
Why do you just stubbornly hold on to these words that I've said?
我在其他的书信所想的话，怎么你不去读，不去思考呢？
Because there are also other things that I've written in my other letters which you did not consider.
所以我们不能够只是根据一个章节或者某一个地方。
So we should not base our faith on just a verse or a situation.
真理是能够面对各方面的，并且是各种圣经章节的对照的。
So the Bible, the truth in the Bible can withstand the scrutiny as well as when you compare with the other verses in the Bible, it shall be consistent.
这就是我们在神学上所说的，要以经解经，不要以经反经。
So this is what we are taught in theological seminars, that we use the Bible to explain the Bible, and the Bible should not go against itself or contradict itself.
我们知道只有那一些反对圣经的人才用圣经的话来反对圣经的话。
We know that those who are against the teachings of the Bible, they will use the Bible to contradict the Bible.
所以从圣经里面找出很多的矛盾来反问我们。
So they will find many apparent contradictions in the Bible in order to create problems for us.
所以他说，你看你们的圣经是自己打自己的，自己都矛盾的。
So they will say that, don't you see here, even your Bible contradicts itself.
这怎么是神的话呢？
So how can this be the word of God?
所以他们是以经反经的。
For they have used the scriptures to go against the scriptures.
而我们就有这个责任，就是要以经解经。
So we have the responsibility to use the Bible to explain the Bible.
看起来好像是个矛盾，但其实不是，只是你的解释错误。
And it may appear to be a contradiction, but it is not. It depends on how to explain the verses.
因此不要以为只引证圣经那就一定是正确，也不一定的。
So we must not go away with the idea that just a person used the Bible, then what he has said is true. It's not necessary true all the time.
而彼得给我们的警告更加的清楚了。
Peter himself gave us a very important warning.
我们请看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
20节。
Verse 20.
彼得后书第一章20节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20. But know this first of all, that the prophecy of scriptures is a matter of one's own interpretation. No prophecy of scriptures is a matter of one's own interpretation.
预言到底是指做哪一件事情？
When we talk about prophecy, what does this prophecy refers to?
好像指着这一件，又好像指着那一件。
Sometimes it can refer to this matter or that matter.
在这个时候，不同的观念就会因此产生了。
Then you will have different explanations or different ideas about this prophecy.
而在思想的时候，你就会用你自己的意识，我想应该是这样吧。
When you are explaining, therefore, you will say that according to my own view, my own thinking.
那一个人观察时事的时候，他觉得大概也应该是这样吧。
And when a person look at what you are explaining, he say, "Oh yeah, I tend to agree with your thinking."
我相信你们如果参加了启示录的研究的时候，你会发觉到陈恒道长老对一些的解释是有点不同的，特别是那个四个马或者七个印。
And you will find that, for example, if you have attended the lessons by Elder Chen Dao on Revelations, some of the things that he explained may not be always the same.
但是他也不敢说这是绝对，他说这是我的意见。
So he will often say that, while I explain in this manner, I will not say that these are the absolute truth, but this is according to my own views.
所以你发觉每一个人都可以按照他自己的意思来去解释。
So you find that, a person can use his own thinking to explain a verse.
这是一个重要的事情。
But this becomes an important matter.
也是一个危险的事情。
But it's also dangerous.
而彼得在这里就给我们一个警告。
Then Peter gave us a warning.
他说第一要紧的。
He said, first of all,
你应该知道圣经上所有的预言没有可随私意解释的。
No prophecy of scriptures is a matter of one's own interpretation.
除非你真的明白。
Unless you truly understand.
除非你真的有圣灵的感动。
Unless you are truly moved by the Holy Spirit.
除非你能够已经解经来支持你的意见。
Unless you are able to use the Bible to explain the Bible regarding your views.
而且没有人可以以其他的圣经的章节来推翻你，来反对。
And no one is able to rebut or refute your argument using the Bible.
那这样在这个目前的阶段，我们认为你解释的最合理。
Then at this point in time, we would say that what you have explained is most reasonable.
可是也许预言实现的时候，
But when the prophecy is fulfilled,
或者时候到的时候
or when the time has come,
你发觉到原来不是这样啊。
Then you may realize that what you have said is not true.
那个时候你就会觉得你信错了。
Then you will feel that what you have believed is wrong.
但是这里不已经提醒了我们吗？
But here the Bible gives us a warning.
谁叫你去随私意解释呢？
Why is it that you want to interpret in your own way?
你可以自由解释。
Of course, you have the freedom to interpret.
但是这个自由你不可以滥用。
But you must not abuse this freedom of yours.
有一些会误导人，有一些的误导却是很严重的。
Sometimes you may misguide a person, and this can be very serious.
所以彼得才给出这样的重要的警告。
And that is why Peter gave us this very stern warning.
如果你有圣经很清楚的根据
，If you have the support of the Bible very clearly，
那么你可以根据圣经来引证你所说的。
Then you can use the Bible to explain what you have said。
我不是随私意的，有圣经的根据的。
That this is not just according to my view because I have the backing in the Bible。
可是如果没有的话
，But if this is not there，
那只是你的私意
，It's just your own interpretations。
这是危险的。
Then it becomes dangerous。
不要，不可。按随私意解说
that we should not interpret the Bible according to our own thinking.
我们再看第三章的第十六节
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16. Verse 16, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the scriptures to their own destruction.
他已经谈过了，但是在结论的时候，他还是要再谈一次。
Peter had already explained, but in conclusion, he re-emphasized this.
在这个时候，他把他的范围更缩小了。
And here he narrowed down whatever he wanted to say.
特别是指着保罗的书信。
And he was referring to the letters of Paul.
他说有许多人强解保罗的书信。
He said that some people were actually distort the letters of Paul.
那是自己沉沦的。
But this is actually to their own destruction.
这不是一个很严重的警告吗？
So this is a very serious warning.
他也没有否认保罗的书信的确有一些是难明白的。
And he did not deny that some of the things written by Paul were indeed difficult to understand.
但是如果你不明白，你可以学习，你可以等待。
If we do not understand, we can try to learn, or we can even wait.
可是如果你是随私意乱解，或者是误解，或者是强解， 那这样的危险会让你自己沉沦的，那不如不解不是更安全吗？
So on the other hand, if we were to explain wrongly or to force our own interpretations, then it will actually bring destruction upon ourselves, and it's better, isn't it better for us not to interpret at all?
我们听的人也是一样。
And likewise for those of us who are listening.
你听了你明白吗？
After listening, do you understand?
你能够自己引证圣经说，是的，这个道是神的道，是圣经的道。
And if you have understood, are you able to use the Bible to explain, to say that this is what I understand to be true?
如果你真的这样的肯定，
If you are very sure, and
你可以去告诉人，
you will be able to preach to another person.
我找到真道了。
That I have found the truth.
圣经是这样说的。
This is what the Bible says.
那么你可以很清楚的解释。
Then you can explain very clearly according to the Bible.
让许多人从错误当中醒悟过来。
So there are people who are awakened from their mistakes.
但是如果你自己也不明白，
but when you do not understand,
人家问你有没有圣经的根据，你又不懂，
and someone asks you, is this based on the Bible? You say that, oh, I'm sorry, I do not know.
但是你却是这样一直去传，
but you continue to preach in this manner.
你告诉了，哦，这个是新道理，这个是，
and you tell people that this is the new truth that I've discovered.
那你想，这是不是也是另外一种的危险呢？
Then don't you think so that this is another kind of danger?
所以不管讲的人或者听的人都有这个责任。
Whether we are speaking or whether we are listening, all of us have the responsibility.
这个道是不是神的道？
Whether this truth is according to the is called is God's truth.
有没有圣经的根据？
Whether it is based on the Bible.
有没有违背了圣经的原则？我们传统的道理。
Whether you have gone against the principles of the Bible, against the traditions of the church.
我说的传统的道理就是我们最近所上过的基本的要道。
And when I talk about the traditions of the church, I'm talking about the basic beliefs of the church.
比如我们相信独一真神。
For example, we believe that God is only one.
除了神以外没有其他的存在者。
That apart from God, there is no self-existing one.
我们相信神是无所不知的。
We believe that God is all-knowing.
这些是圣经很清楚的根据。
These are clearly found in the basis can be found in the Bible.
如果有不同的道理，
if there is a different understanding,
你相信，
you believe,
你有没有圣经的根据？
Do you have the backing of the Bible?
你能够解释这个道是这样吗？
Are you able to explain from the Bible how this is not true?
如果不能够的时候，
if you are not able to do so,
你一个一传一个，一个传一个，
and you continue just to preach from one person to another,
让大家产生更多的怀疑，真的吗？
Then this creates more doubts upon people.
你也有一个责任的。
Then you are also responsible.
你如果不明白的，你怎么去传呢？
Because if you do not understand, then why should you want to go around preaching?
那我们应该好像比利亚人一样。
But we should be like the believers in Berea.
我们就天天查考圣经。
Let's examine the scriptures daily.
要看这个道是与不是。
To see whether the what has been said is true or not.
这才是一个正确追求道理的态度。
And this should be the attitude of one who seek the truth.
不要误会。
Please be Do not be mistaken.
我绝对不会应用各种的权威或者各种的方法来阻止人学习道理。
I do not intend to use my authority or means in order to stop you from learning the Bible.
因为我本身也是最反对这一类的东西的。
Because I myself oppose people who want to stop people from learning the Bible.
人人对于本圣经，人人都可以解释圣经的道理。
For every one of us is given a Bible, and every one of us has the right to learn and to explain the Bible.
我从来没有认为只有我们传道人才有资格研究圣经，讲解圣经。
I never regard that only the preachers has the right to examine and as well as to teach the Bible.
我不会建立这种权威的。
And I will not insist on such authority.
因为我知道这是错误的。
But I will say that this is wrong.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我得的圣灵叫做真理的灵。
For the spirit that I receive is called the spirit of truth.
你得的圣灵也一样叫做真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that you receive is also called the spirit of truth.
而这个真理的圣灵要引导我们明白真理的，不是引导传道明白，引导每一个人明白圣经的。
And the Holy Spirit according to the Bible will lead us to the truth. It's not just the preacher but everyone.
不过很可惜的，你没有顺从圣灵的感动，只是听人的话，没有根据圣经求圣灵的感动教导引导明白而已，可惜在这里。
But what will be pitiful is that if you do not seek the understanding of the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and you just listen to what a man has said.
所以当圣经的真理面对挑战，面对新观念的解释的时候，
So when we have the teachings of the Bible being challengedAnd that when we receive new teachings,
这是我们要回到圣经，根据圣经来解释，好好认真的 来查考圣经的时候。
And then this is the time for us to return to the Bible and to examine the Bible very clearly.
我看管理真理方面我就讲到这里了。我另一方面要讲的就是在生活方面的。
This is what I would like to speak about tonight regarding the truth. I would like to talk about the next point is regarding our life.
我想传道者的责任不止在真理上，有责任教导。
I feel that as a preacher, I do not only have the responsibility to teach you according to the truth.
而有一些信徒在生活上也遇到许多的艰难。
But then also in your lives, you may encounter difficulties.
学习道理怎么样帮助我们在生活上改变呢？
And when we learn the teachings in the Bible, how can the teachings in the Bible help us to make changes in our life?
我们看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
66. Psalm
119, verse 66 and 67. Verse 66. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep thy word.
我们再看71到73节。
Verse 71 to 73.Verse 71, It's good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better to me than 10,000 of gold and silver pieces. Thy hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments.
诗人遭受到许多的苦难。
The psalmist encountered many afflictions.
我相信他遭受苦难的第一个反应就是祷告，祈求神帮助他解决这一些苦难。
I believe his first reaction to these afflictions is that he will pray to God to help him to solve these problems.
简单说，就是祈求神显出他的大能，显明一个神迹，解决他的困难。
In short, he is asking God to perform a miracle so that his problem can be resolved.
但是他也像我们一样祷告了，但是神迹没有产生，困难没有解决。
But he, like us, also experienced after the prayers that God did not stretch out his hand to deliver him.
有些人在这个时候就埋怨神了。
So at this moment, there are people who murmur against God.
不再祷告了。
And they stop praying.
也不再信了。
And they no longer want to believe.
他不是这样的人。
But he did not behave in this manner.
他有信心。
He has faith.
他知道不应该埋怨神。
He realized that he should not complain to God.
但是他要知道为什么。
But he wants to know why.
没有答案，但是也知道那个原因。
Though there is no answer, but he wants to know the reason.
为什么我会落在这样的地步？
Why is it that I have reached this stage?
更重要的，我要怎么样靠主来胜过这个困难
？And more importantly, how am I to depend upon the Lord to be victorious over this problem?
因此，除了在祷告当中
，apart from prayers，
他也不断的去思想。
He continually think over this matter.
那你发觉到他祷告的内容也跟着改变了。
And you realize that the content his prayers also change.
他不再是求神显明神迹，求神显现他的大能，解决他的困难。
He no longer asks God for a miracle or asks God for His power to solve his problem.
他祷告什么呢
？What does he pray for?
66节
，verse 66.
求你将精明和知识赐给我。
Teach me good discernment and knowledge.
因为我相信你的命令。
For I believe in thy commandments.
73节。
Verse 73.
求你使我悟性，可以学习你的命令。
Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments.
所以你看他现在的祷告就是求神，让他明白神的话，让他来个学习神的话。
Now, at this moment, in his prayers, he asks God to give him understanding of the word of God so that he can learn.
他也用神的话来反省他自己的信仰，他自己的行为。
And he also used the word of God to remind him regarding his own behavior, his own life.
在这样不断的学习当中，我们发觉到他不断的改变。
So as he learned in this manner, he also changed continually.
改变了他那一种不安的心灵。
And the changes that took place in his heart is that he is no longer unsettled in his mind.
也改变了他那个困境。
And he also helped him.To face the difficult circumstance.
为什么呢
？Why？
你看71节
，verse 71。
我受苦是与我有益了。
It is good for me that I was afflicted.
你看他的心里没有埋怨了，没有惊慌了。
Look at his heart. There is no longer worry or panic. There is no complaint.
同样的是个苦难
，for it is the same problem.
但是现在他认为这个是对我有益的。
But now he regard the problem that he has as something beneficial to him.
再看他的行动
，Look at his action，
72节
，verse 72。
你口中的顺言与我有益，胜过千万的 金银了。
The law of thy mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
以前他哪里会来追求神的道，追求金钱才是重要的。
In the past, will he seek after God?It's more important in the past for him to look for treasures.
快一点的人就抢到，慢一点的人什么都没有了。
For he knew that those who are fast will be able to get what they want, those who are slow will lose out.
这个世界就是这样的。
And this is the same principle in the world today.
但是现在他怎么说呢？
But what did he say now?
他要追求的是神的道。
What he is pursuing after is the law of God.
并且他说神的道胜过千万的金银。
And even say that the law of thy mouth is better than all this gold and silver.
金银除了带给你那种物质上的享受跟那种的地位、名誉、快乐以外，还有什么东西能够改变你里面的生命，改变你在神的面前的地位？
And look at gold and silver. It can change what you have materially and will be able to change your status. But can it change?What is within you? What is spiritual about you?
这一次的打击都是在那些旅游胜地，而且是在旅游旺季。许多人就是花了钱在那去旅游的时候，突然之间这个灾难就临到了。
And you look at for this disaster, those who are afflicted are those who have spent money and who are tourists, and it occur in the tourist places.
有一个做妈妈的，她得救了，但是她就很后悔，是我逼我的老公要来这旅游，如果不要逼他，就不会有这样的事情发生了。
So there was this mother who actually regretted forcing a husband to come for this holiday, and if he has not forced a husband, then they would have met with the disaster.
不要误会哦，我们这些没有去 holiday 的人就在那边嘻嘻哈哈，那边去 holiday 了。你看，等下下一次的灾难击打你们，我不是这样的意思，也不要这样来咬定我哈。
So please not be mistaken that I'm criticizing those who go for holidays just because I myself.Do not go for holidays and hope that you will also meet with some problems.
但是我们去需要去思想。
But these are things that we need to consider.
你怕拼命的劳碌，拼命的赚钱，然后就去这样的享受吗？旅游吗？
Do we just toil and labor and then feel that the fruits of our labor is to go for a holiday?
生命的价值跟意义就是这样吗？
Is this where the value of life is?
正如主耶稣所说的。
It's just like what Jesus has said.
人照样的吃喝快乐，嫁娶。
That men will continue to eat, drink, and make merry.
不知不觉，洪水就来了。
Then suddenly, without their realization, the flood came.
因此，我们必须要觉悟。
We must realize.
所以，这个诗人他学习了。
The psalmist came to his senses.
他看重神的话了。
He esteemed the word of God.
他重新来追求神的话。
Once again, he pursued after the word of God.
重新来敬畏真神。
And he continued. He renewed his fear of the Lord.
他整个思想。观念改变。
So there was a transformation in his thinking and in his concept of life.
明年会是怎么样的，我们不知道。
May not know what will happen to us next year.
但是只要知道我们是走在主的路上。
But if we know that we are walking in the highway of the Lord,
那我们心里就没有恐惧。
Then there will be no fear in us.
虽然有许多的危险。
Though there may be dangers,
当时我们有主带领我们。
But we have the Lord to guide us.
我们可以放心交在主的手中的。
And we can be comforted and feel safe.To be in the Lord.
这是我们要学习的。
It's a lesson for us to learn.
最近我看到一篇文章。
Recently, I read an article.
他写到一本书，名叫做《比狼学得快》。
比狼学得狼。
比狼学得快。
The name of this, the title of this book is called "Outlearning the Wolves."
要比狼学得快。
That we must learn faster than the wolves.
他说有一群羊。他生活在美丽的青草地上。
You see that there was this pack of wolves that were living in these beautiful pastures.
又有溪水。
And there were streams there in the water.
四周围又有坚实的铁丝网包围。
And there was also this barbed wire surrounding, protecting them.
是一个快乐，是一个安全的地方。
So it was a happy as well as a safe place for them to be in.
不过这些羊群并不生活的安宁。
羊群还是狼群？
羊群。
There was this this sheep, and so these sheep were not happy with their situation.
他们不安宁。
They did not feel safe.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为每天早晨起来啊，一定有一头羊失踪了。
Well, every morning when they wake up, they find that one of the sheep would be missing.
所以他们很担心这个神秘的狼怎么样把他们的羊吃掉。
So they were very worried. How is it that there is a mysterious wolf that would eat up one of them?
因为这些铁丝网并没有破洞啊。
For the barbed wires, there were no holes in these fences.
怎么这些狼会进来把我们的羊 抓掉呢？
But how is it that the wolves can come into our midst and take away one of us?
有一只羊的祖宗就告诉他们。
Then one of the
羊的祖宗就是那个老羊的领袖啦，首领啦。
So the leader of the sheep, then explained to them.
自古以来都是狼吃羊的。
Say from old we know that wolves would eat sheep.
现在是这样，将来也是这样。
This is what is happening today, and it will also happen in the future.
我们就是被狼吃的羊，这是我们羊的注定的命运。
So we are the sheep, and we are fated to be eaten by wolves.
但是有一只羊，它不认同，这是我们注定的命运。
But there was one sheep that did not want to accept the fate.As a sheep.
一定有一个方法可以防止不被狼吃掉的。
He said there must be a way that we can prevent the wolves from eating us.
不过当他还没有学习到这个方法的时候，他自己也被狼吃掉了。
But before this sheep could learn the way, itself was eaten by the wolf.
可是这却引起更多的羊啊，认真的来去思考。
But because he has said this, then this stirred the thinking of the other sheep.
我们要怎么样来防止不要再被狼吃掉我们当中的任何一个呢？
How are we to protect ourselves so that none of us will be eaten up by the wolves?
所以他们就去收集很多有关狼的资料。
So they started to collect many things, literature regarding wolves.
他们也去观察，他们也不出去思考。
And they went to observe, examine, and to think about this matter.
终于他们找到一个线索。
And finally, they found a secret.
下雨天的时候，羊是不会缺少的。
That during raining days, they observed that none of the sheep will be missing.
通通都是在晴天没有下雨的时候啊，羊就会一个一个不见。
But when the sheep are missing, it occurs on clear days.
根据这个线索，他们再去查考。
So from this observation, they went on to check.
原来下雨的时候啊，那个溪水很急啊，所以那个狼不能够进来。
So they realized that when it was raining, then the water in the streams would be very fast, so that the wolves were not dare to cross.The waters into the midst of the sheep.
可是，在寒天的时候啊，那个河水就会水位就会退会低，那么水流也没有那么急。
Then during dry days, when the waters in the streams are not so strong,
所以狼啊就可以从那个小溪去游上来。
So actually, the wolves will take the opportunity by the paths of the streams to go into the midst of the sheep.
这就是为什么铁丝网都没有破洞，但是羊不见的一个原因了。
So this became the reason they realized that why the fence were not broken into and the wolves were able to get into the sheep.
原来还有一个漏洞。
So there was another hole.
那很简单。
So they thought that it was simple.
那就把那个漏洞填补，那就好了。
Then all they need to do is to close up that hole.
从此那些羊群又继续快乐的在青草地、溪水旁生活了。
And the sheep were able to continue to enjoy their life in the green pastures besides the water.
这跟我们有什么关系呢？
So what has this got to do with us?
主耶稣不是提醒我们吗？
Jesus said to us, reminded us.
我们就好像羊进入狼群一样。
That we are like sheep in the midst of wolves.
我们随时要面对这一些危险，而且是生命的危险，属灵生命的危险。
That at any time our spiritual lives will be in danger.
我们会陷入困境里面。
And we will be in difficult circumstances.
这就是我们的命运吗？我们只能够说无奈吗？还是我们能够去思想，能够做一点东西？
Is this what we regard as our fate, that we will have to be destroyed by these dangers? Or do we want to consider what can we do?
如果我们不要继续被狼吃掉的话，
If we do not wish to be continued to be eaten up by the wolves,
那我们就去认真去思想，学习，防止哪一个漏洞。
Then we have to consider where are the loopholes.
我们的生命在哪里有了一个缺陷，哪里有一个漏洞了？
Where is the weakness? Where is the loophole in our lives?
我们要学得快。
And we have to learn fast.
如果我们学得比狼慢，
If we are learning slower than the wolves,
那可能我还没有找出方法之前，我们继续会被狼吃掉了。
Then before we find a solution, we can be eaten up by the wolf.
所以你说是不是要比狼学得快呢？
So don't you think it's necessary for us to outlearn the wolves?